بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ مزدعہ وجعل الجنۃ مثواہ کا نعتیہ کلام پیش خدمت ہے. آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں کیسے جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ. کون سا مدینہ؟ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. گر نہ صلی علی و زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی و زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی و زباں پر, کیا اثر ہو گا ہو فغا میں. کیا خوبصورت پیرائش حضرت والا ہم کو نصیحت فرما رہے ہیں کہ جب بھی دعا کیا کرو درود پاک پڑھا کرو, اول میں اور آخر میں. کیا خوبصورت پیرایا سبحان اللہ. سبحان گر نہ صلی علی زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی زباں پر, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, کیا ہے؟ آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, توحید کامل پوری پوری توحید, پرفیکٹ توحید. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, کیا؟ عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. اللہم ارزقنا, اللہم ارزقنا, اللہم ارزقنا بغیر استحقاق. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کیا آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, وہ بھلا جائے گا کس گلستان میں, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نام کیسا ہے پیارا, بول تو کہہ دو محمد. جب تک دونوں شفتیں بوس لفظ نہیں ملیں گے ادائیگی نہیں ہوگی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے نام کی. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد. کچھ نہیں دم ہے, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں. جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى, اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Abrezi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, presented in beautiful poetic form to teach us how enjoyable our deen is and what is the reality of deen. How did our deen come to us? None other than through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. So Hazrat is teaching us what is real Iman and Tawheed. You can't have Iman if you don't have love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And you won't able to have love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if you don't have love for the Mashaykh and connect yourself to the true righteous pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we learned in the Bayan before that of our Dada Sheikh, that we shouldn't get caught up with all these fraudsters that pretend to be mashayikh, but they are not on the path of sunnat. So Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully, just to get a glimpse, as Hazrat mentions in the poem, it is impossible to understand the position and the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are, out of sheer mercy of Allah Ta'ala, not deserving it in the least, but Allah, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, has chosen us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only myself, we all can realize, a woman in the time of Bani Israel, when she just read about the virtues of this ummah, she said, if I was living in that ummah, I should spend my whole life in one sajda making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is the real shukr is, myself, I should see today, yesterday, how much durood am I sending upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With love and with passion, and especially this is the time, the mawsam of Hajj, when people are going for ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all can be there, as our Hazrat teaches us. Like now, when Qazi Sahib was beautifully reciting this poem, our hearts should be sitting, we should be right at Rauza-e Pak, and thinking we're in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, aapke zikr do jahan mein, that oh, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your remembrance, Allah Ta'ala has made you so great, that every moment your remembrance is in both the worlds. Not only in dunya, in akhirat also, malaika, all the time, sending praises upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned, inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. That all the time, ever since, Allah Ta'ala is sending special mercies upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malaika making dua for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Allah, raise his position. So how is it that we as the ummah, Allah is offering us and making us understand that we also should be taking part in this great, great ibadat. This is that ibadat that Hazrat teaches us will rid us from all our filth and dirt, particularly the nifaq that is in my heart, and we all should check our heart, that the thing that will remove all this filth and dirt, just recite 100 times durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. And the more we love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this love will come, just start with durood. Then Hazrat explains, aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid o aasman mein. What a beautiful description Hazrat gave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's high martaba. And this is just as to our limit that we can understand with our limited brains, the sky is our ceiling. So Hazrat says, oh our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your position in this world is like how we see the beautiful sun shining brightly in the heavens, in the skies, and how that sun, when it comes out, it brightens everything. Similar to that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your position is like that. When the world was lost in darkness, and Allah Ta'ala informed us, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, directly from Allah, نُورُ وَكِتَابُ مُبِينٌ, an embodiment of light, and this is the true light that is burning till today. And as our Hazrat explained, as long as we hold firm onto this light, the dunya will carry on. Then we will be connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The moment as we see Allah save me, Ummat, moving away from the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what brings problems in the Ummat. Hazrat further beautifully addresses us with so much kindness and love and feeling as our mashayikh have got for us. Hazrat says, Dosto, O my friends, ye hai shahre Madina, jisse Islam phailaye jahan mein. That this is the city of Madina Sharif. Do we know where we are? And that is why as our Hazrat teaches us, before we even intend going for Hajj, Umrah, then come to the mashayikh, let us learn where we are going to, whose house we are going to, just get an idea, get an inkling of the marifat of Allah, and first the marifat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the greatest city, presently greater than Jannat also, because the master of both the world, Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is present there, and Allah Ta'ala, from His azali, from ever Allah Ta'ala has chosen, that this will be the Mubarak city, from where the noor of Islam will spread, the noor of Hidayah, the noor of Tawheed will spread from Madinatul Munawwara. Then Hazrat explains to us that what is the sign of Iman. A person should realize, anybody give you any gift in this world, then you keep on thinking of that person. The greatest gift that we can ever get is the gift of Iman. And who brought this gift to us? Allahu Akbar. The greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is only natural that if we want anything from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that don't turn to anybody for your needs, turn only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then in order to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made it such, you want anything from a rich person, just talk about his beloved, talk about his son or something, and you just praise them, he's like this, that person will melt already. Allah Rabbul Izzat, if we talk, how Allah explains the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so the greatest of all, and Hazrat is saying, if you don't have Durood Sharif on your tongue, then you can be crying middle of the night, tears of blood also, it won't even go up to the skies of this world, where it's going to go to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one time, first you praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, and send Durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Already Allah ta'ala, so to say, says, you praising my beloved. Allah ta'ala showers his mercy upon us. By reading Durood already, the mercy of Allah ta'ala is descending. Then Hazrat explains, just to get an idea, what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our imagination. Hazrat says, وَرَفَعْنَا كَيْنْعَامْ يَهِ Aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has mentioned the great, great ni'mat, the great, great favor Allah has blessed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Alam Nashrah, where Allah is explaining the great praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What pain Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through to bring this message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that environment where people were soaked in kufr and shirk. But what an effort our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that turned the whole world around, which was virtually impossible. People that were drowning in filth and dirt of shirk and kufr became rijal, they became men. And Hazrat explained that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given you this great honor that warafa'na, where in Surah Alam Nasra Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, warafa'na laka zikrak. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did this effort for my pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget your personality, just your remembrance, we raised it in the world. And the details are long, but just briefly, that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a minbar, and this ayat was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba radiallahu anhu, do you know the tafsir, do you know the meaning of this ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. They had great respect, and they said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came down now, and brought the tafsir directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا زُكِرْتُ زُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When I am remembered, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Allah ta'ala is saying, when Allah is remembered, your remembrance will be with the remembrance of Allah immediately. And right at the arsh of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved father, great grandfather, Adam alayhi salam, when he saw in Jannah, right next to the name of Allah, is the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying for years and years. And then through the wasila of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua to Allah. His tawbah, Allah accepted him. And Allah forgave him. So we also should realize that we see from morning to night, from east to west, from birth to death, all the time, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Allah has made the rotation of the world, the sun, 24 hours azan is taking place. So Allah's name, Durood, Shart-e-Tawheed Kamil yahi hai, Ishq-o aapka kalb o jamaat wa jaah hai. And Hazrat is explaining us, what is Tawheed, what is true oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have to have the great love, ishq, that is that burning love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and every part of our body. In other words, every drop of blood should be having the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is this that Hazrat explained, whichever atmosphere you can be, jis jahan bhi ho, jis fiza mein bhi ho, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paaband rahe. Wherever we are, we should be firm on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you be firm on taqwa, that is the love, you can only get the love of Allah and be firm on sunnat when you get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't get this love without these mubarak majlis of our Shaykh Mashayikh. Then Hazrat explains, koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin, aapka rutba dono jahan mein. That, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is impossible to understand what is your position. Your personality is extremely very high, because every split moment Allah is sending salawat, it means a very, very special mercies of Allah, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being, position is being raised every split moment. So who can understand the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has connected us, this nisbat with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we only know who we are, Sahib-e Qasida Burda says so beautifully, Bushra lana ya mashar al-Islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. Today the ummah is crying, we are split to pieces. Sahib-e Qasida Burda says, Bushra lana, we got great tidings. O Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a great ni'mat Allah has given us that we got a pillar of support nobody can break down. But we have moved away from this pillar of support, from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're breaking ourselves. Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, look at the love in the heart of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't imagine, just to get an iota of this, that forget the standing and performing durood, passing durood in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From a distance, sab gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, wo bala jaye kis gul sita mein. And we all can be just imagining that now we are seeing the beautiful green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that dome has become so honored and so blessed because just the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting under that dome. That whole fiza, right till the arsh of Allah, has become so blessed. The earth of which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting is greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we recite durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives it through the malaika, our names of our fathers, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies to our salam. So Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to realize. And Hazrat explains that how enjoyable it is to read durood. We can't imagine. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jiske sabke mein iman hai jaame. That how beautiful the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To take the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of love. That love is when you read the name Muhammad, your lips are kissing one another. We don't have to be like this fraudster, peer. They teach you when the muazzin says, Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, you kiss your fingers and rub on your eyes. We should be, after the azan, we should know the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That time also it's not sunnah to read durood, Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We should just stop till there. After azan then we should be reading durood. So this is the real with the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet we learn the sunnah and we follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not make our own type of deen and think that we are in madly in love with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is far from the love of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and far from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah explains clearly, if you want Allah's love, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. That if you think you love Allah, or you want the love of Allah, first you have to follow my beloved. And you can only follow my beloved if you love my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like the die-hard lovers, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Farza says, ye hai fezani noor muhabba nabuwat, jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Can't we see as clear as daylight, brighter than the sun, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I left you on a clear path. The night is like the day, and we see throughout the world that the noor of the nubuwwat of the great messengership, that through the blessedness and through the very, very special virtues of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's effort, throughout the world today, Islam has spread. There isn't any part of the world where Islam has not spread. This is all the barakat of the effort of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then those who followed in his footsteps, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And till today Allah ta'ala has left, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, ma ana ali wa sahabi. You remain firm towards those great friends of mine who will be firm on my part and the part of my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So very important, we should see who we are making as our guide, our leaders. And accordingly, myself, I have to judge how much durood do I'm sending upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat finally mentions, kya kahu raf'ate shan-e gumbat, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein.
Hazrat Allahu Akbar says, where can we talk of the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That what can be said of the great splendor and the honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of just the green, the dome upon which, under which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. The dome alone is so blessed that one can be said of the personality. And this is the time when we hear Hajis are going for Hajj. Whoever tells us, Hazrat teaches us, it's not becoming that you greet him, but you don't tell him, please send my salams to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be asking them to send our salams. And then Shaykhain, Hazrat Abu Bakr Rajna, Hazrat Umar, who showed us how to be the true die-hard lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they gave their lives and what position they earned. Allah Ta'ala to give us honor and make us realize this is which we should be firm on. And then Allah will bring the Ummah back onto that great position which Allah Ta'ala gave to the Ummah ever since. Hazrat says, we got our tongues, we can't explain the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we can't explain the honor of the green dome, then where can we ever explain the honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And our durood has got no weight. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has been so kind that Hazrat explained that the ulama went into great length. But the crux they have come out that as-salat ala nabi mustajabun qat. That this is that ibadat. You read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under any circumstances, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. So we want our ibadat to be accepted. We should be reciting a lot of durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our islah, everything will be made through this.
This is our brother, Idris Williams. He's from Durban. He met me Friday. Yeah. He told me he has come. I thought just as a visitor. But then he said, and mashallah, how interesting when Allah wants to guide a person, how Allah Ta'ala guides a person. He'll tell us a bit of
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, my name is Idris Williams from Durban. Alhamdulillah, in 2004, I was reverted back to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me deen. Alhamdulillah. 2006, I had the good fortune of meeting Hazrat. He came to Madrasa Talimuddin. See, I don't think Hazrat remembers, but Alhamdulillah, still in my heart. Hazrat had given the one story of our Shaykh Hazrat Akhim Akhtasab, rahmatullahi alayhi. And I remember coming to Hazrat and I asked Hazrat, at that time Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi had his stroke, so I asked Hazrat about his health. And Hazrat spoke to me so lovingly about Hazrat, alhamdulillah. Just a couple of years went past, 2014, I messed up. I became murtad, returned back to Christianity through my own faults, my own weaknesses. But alhamdulillah, about 6 years later, one day, just sitting and just thinking of my life, I just said, let me just search up Hazrat's name just to see, you know, just to keep that taluk. And then I just happened one day just to listen to the bayan of Hazrat. So I listened over and over and over again. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I make shukr to Hazrat. And I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me back on deen. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, we started listening to Hazrat's bayan from the Ramadan time. And the shock just came and came that inshallah, I must meet Hazrat. So one day I just saw the pamphlet about the Islahi Majlis. So I said, I made this then yet, I said, I'm coming. And everyone in Durban, the whole family was saying, you're traveling so far, you're traveling alone, how are you going to go there, how are you going to get there? But that desire to meet Hazrat just kept me coming. And alhamdulillah, I managed to phone our beloved friend, Manazia Danka, and he made my ikram to come, alhamdulillah. And Friday met Hazrat, and it was just Allah Akbar, just what an experience here. And over we've been listening to Hazrat's bayans, and I was just explaining to Hazrat that just the things that you speak about, the basic, but it is so important. Hazrat's one about the food that we eat. My whole life we've been eating these fast food snacks. As it mentions, all the things that got these E numbers in, and all of different type of pork fats that's in there. Alhamdulillah, when I went to the shop, I took the kitab of Hazrat that got all of that, and alhamdulillah, I managed to check, And I saw myself, this is what I've been eating, this is the haram that I've been eating, all to the barakat of Hazrat. And alhamdulillah, no, just in my heart, what I just think of is what our Sheikh Hazrat Mahtasab, one day while he was sitting with his Sheikh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat turned to him and said, "Oh, Aki Mahtar, this part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. But when you hold the hand of one of Allah's friends, that not only becomes easy, but it becomes enjoyable." Alhamdulillah, through holding the hand of Hazrat, through even the bayan, there's been so much of benefit. And I make shukr and shukr to Hazrat. And Hassan, I say jazakallah to Hazrat Hami. Jazakallah.